Welcome to today's public affairs program. I'm your host, Max Blasky.
Joined now by Ellen Barber, who is the outgoing, or I guess current executive director, but outgoing come the end of January. How are you doing today, Ellen?
I'm great, thanks.
Now, of course, we said that's coming up in January. You're stepping down as executive director. Do you have any big plans once you get out of the position?
Well, I'm going to take a little break and rest. Start there and basically spend more time with my family and my dad, mm-hmm. who needs my help. So I think it's time.
Yeah, exactly. There always comes a point in time where it's time to send the reins on to someone else and take a little time for yourself. I know that's always nice. So we've got a big program. Before I kind of get into the night, I do want to talk about the program you have coming up Tuesday night, the 29th. What's kind of that night looking like?
Well, we're celebrating moving Marshall County forward, and it's really exciting to see the RSVPs pile in, and we're just going to have a fantastic night just talking about the different projects we've had and the different lives we've touched and just the teamwork it's taken to get here. So I'm really excited about it.
Hinted at some of those projects you are working on. What are some of those that are currently, I guess, in the works or you have plans on working on that, I guess, are, I don't want to say near and dear to your heart, but, you know, are meaningful to the county?
Sure. Well, I would probably start with the excitement of being awarded grants. When I first came in 7 years ago, I had never written a grant, and yet I saw that, hey, that's our tax money, and the only way to get it back is to apply. And so I really worked hard at that, and then when we went through COVID, of course, the grants were everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so by the time that I turn the reins over, we're going to have brought in at least $2 million to the county in awards. So I'm pretty excited about that one, and the latest one is in Waterville with Lake Idlewild.
And I think that's something that I want to hit on real quick is that it's Marshall County for a reason. You've touched areas all over the county. And I think that's just the most interesting part about what you have been able to accomplish in your position.
Well, that's true. And when we have the meeting on next Tuesday, actually, it's more of a party. When we have the party on Tuesday, I'm going to go through each city and all the way from Summerfield, Axtell, Vermilion, you know, Frankfort, every part of the county, and just show our footprint there and the teamwork that has to happen between the city and then the nonprofit, which is us, and then the county commissioners and everyone, and how we have truly moved this forward by everybody working together.
Mentioned a little bit on it there, but how important is it to work, I guess, as one unit with these cities and communities that you are trying to improve?
Well, it's absolutely crucial because we bring the resources and we bring the passion, but the city has to bring permission. And then they also bring the momentum with the different leaders they have in the city. So it all works together, and if any of those pieces are missing, it slows it down.
You mentioned some of those cities before that you have, you know, helped bring life to. What are some of, for you personally, that you, you know, say, or you are glad you accomplished, I guess, is the way I want to word that?
Well, I would say one of my biggest projects that I just really have enjoyed watching as it matured was reinstating a grocery store in Blue Rapids. And basically, it was expanding the flower business they had there because they had all these greenhouses and were selling these flowers. But now it's a local flower store and a grocery store. When I drive through Blue Rapids and see the progress right on the highway that we were able to do together, so that's one of my favorite ones. I think that how I've been able to work with businesses to expand them or grow them, those turn out to be my favorite because I get to work with the people, I get to see their success and enjoy their success and see the city become successful.
Well, and it sounds, talking to you just a little bit here today too, that, you know, you do a lot of work behind the scenes, but you are very invested in a lot of different aspects and a lot of people's lives. And that's what I think is most amazing to me is how you've been able to impact communities in such a positive way, you know, without being out in front of the chase, kind of doing it behind closed doors.
Well, thanks. I have to owe some of the public knowledge about it to the Advocate and to the Frankfurt Fan. Without them, sometimes I just am not able to get the word out what we're doing. So they have been very helpful to be careful to say what's going on in their town.
I want to thank Ellen Barber for being my guest on today's Public Affairs program. Our conversation continues next week as she will again be my guest as we continue talking about the current programs that Marshall County Partnership for Growth has in act and the direction that they are heading once her retirement is in effect.